WKJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off, taking a look at high school state golf from yesterday for the girls, and the Atlantic girls golf team has repeated as Class 3A state champions. The Trojans turned in a 350 on day two at Lake Panorama National Golf Course in Panora to give them a two-day total of plus 113, 689. That gave them an 11-stroke win over New Hampton, who shot 355 on day two to finish with a plus 124, 700 two-day total. Atlantic's Brooke Newell also repeated as runner-up individually in Class 3A. Newell finished as state runner-up after shooting a second-round 76 for a two-day total of plus 2, 146. Newell headed into the second day as a co-leader after shooting a 2-under 70 in the first round. Emily Snelling of Clear Lake was tied at the top with Newell after that day one round, and she followed that up with a 1-under 71 for a two-day total of 3-under 141 to take that individual title. And, of course, Brooke Newell committed to go play golf at the University of Nebraska. Also, other scores on day two for Atlantic included Bailey Newell with an 87, Alyssa Ginther with a 91, Sarah Fixmer a 96, McKenna Denbestie a 96, and Mary Hayes a 108. The totals for Atlantic and where they ended up placing, Brooke Newell, as we mentioned, second with that 146 total. Also, Bailey Newell was 13th with 175. Alyssa Ginther tied for 18th with a 183 total. 20th was Sarah Fixmer with a 185. Tied for 29th was McKenna Denbestie with a 196. And tied for 43rd, Mary Hayes with a 216 there for Atlantic. New Hampton, as we mentioned, the runner-up at 700. Clear Lake was third, followed by Centerville. Kemper Catholic finished fifth. They shot a plus 197, 73 for the tournament. Vinton Shelsberg was sixth. MOC Floyd Valley seventh. And Gilbert was eighth. Atlantic once again winning their second straight Class 3A girls state golf title, and that's their third state title in the past 4 years, including a runner-up in there as well. So a great run for Atlantic golf. They do have four seniors that will be leaving the squad. A year after finishing as state runners-up, the Trainer Cardinals girls golf team took home the Class 2A state championship yesterday. The Cardinals followed up their first day 350 with a 348 on day two to take home the title by a whopping 47 strokes over second place Emmitsburg. Individually, Allie Anderson of Trainer was the runner-up with a plus 16, 158 two-day total. She finished four shots behind champion Annika Patton of Alta Aurelia, who shot back-to-back 77s for a 154 total. Madeline Deichler of Trainer finished seventh with a 172 two-day total. Also, other scores for Trainer included Madeline Deichler finishing seventh, as she shot an 85 yesterday, a 172 total. 15th was Kayla Chapman with a 184 total. Sierra McGuire 19th with a 186. Randy Robinson 26th with a 191. And McKenna Waffle 34th with a 199 total there for Trainer as they win that state championship. Also individually, Madison Lease of Missouri Valley competed. She was 22nd overall with a total of 188 for the 2 days. We mentioned Trainer and Emmitsburg there, the 1-2. Alta Aurelia finished third with a 746. Tipton was fourth, followed by Sumner Fredericksburg, Ogden, BCLUW, and West Lyon. In Class 1A, the Boyer Valley girls golf team finished fourth, and Cam Sammy Jade finished 10th individually. The Bulldogs shot a two-day total of 790. Akron Westfield was team champ with a 738 total. Cam Sammy Jade finished 10th individually with a two-day total of 180. She shot 89 on day one and 91 on day two. Mountaineers Abby Schaefer finished third with a 170, and her teammate Tessa Shields finished sixth with a 176 total. Katie O'Day of Boyer Valley finished 12th with a 184 total, and her teammate Anna Puck was 16th with a 190. Matea Peters of Griswold finished 17th with a 190 total, and Peters shot a 99 on day one and a 91 on day two. And team score-wise, once again, Akron Westfield was the champion as they won it with a 738. New London was second at 753, followed by West Monona, Boyer Valley, Clarksville, Iowa Valley, Newman Catholic, and Easton Valley there rounding out the field. Also at the Class 4A state tournament, the Creston Panthers finished sixth and the Carroll Tigers eighth there at Elmwood Country Club in Marshalltown. The Panthers shot a two-day total of 806 and the Tigers shot an 812. Individually, Ashton Carter of Creston finished seventh overall with a two-day total of plus 40, 182. It was Humboldt taking the title there with a 168 plus 736 total for their team. They overcome Dubuque Waller to win it, who was the leader after day one. They shot a plus 177, a 745 total. Washington was third, followed by Grinnell, Nevada, Creston, Mount Pleasant, and Carroll there in the team field. And in Class 5A, Cedar Falls outdistanced the field with a 631 two-day stroke total to win the Class 5A tournament at Coldwater Links Golf Course in Ames. Maddie Hawkins of Dubuque Senior was the individual champion with a total of 1 under 141. She shot a 4 under 67 on the second day to pull away for that title. Cedar Falls once again the champ. Waukee was second with a 651, 20 shots back. Dubuque Senior, Ankeny Centennial, West Des Moines Valley, Pleasant Valley, Linmar, and Dowling Catholic rounded out the rest of the team field. Moving on now to high school softball and baseball from last night's play. In softball play, Hawkeye 10 action, it was Sydney 16-6 over Clarinda, Sergeant Bluff Luton 13-3 over Harlan. Denison Schleswig was an 8-0 winner over Esack County. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW 12-1 over Charter Oak Ute, Essex 17-14 over Griswold. Logan Magnolia beat Abraham Lincoln 10-0 in five innings. Missouri Valley 8-6 over West Monona, and Underwood beat East Mills 13-0. Rolling Valley Conference play in softball, it was Glidden-Ralston 4-2 over Exira EHK. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Cam 14-4. Arweva 21-8 over Woodbine, and West Harrison 10-4 over Boyer Valley. And also in Pride of Iowa play, it was Murray 16-2 over Lennox in six innings of play. On the baseball diamond last night, it was Atlantic picking up a victory over Nottoway Valley 10-1. Chase Molinex led the way with one run on three hits and two RBIs. Harlan picked up a couple of wins over Shenandoah, 14-1 in the first game, 10-0 in the second. Red Oak was a 5-4 winner over Sydney. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 15-6. I-35 over Creston, 10-0. And Denison Schleswig shut out Southwest Valley, 14-0. Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon 11-6 over West Central Valley. IKM Manning beat Esack County 7-6. Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK 11-0 over Glidden-Ralston in five innings. And West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 11-6. And in Pride of Iowa play, it was Lennox 9-5 over Murray there in high school action last night. Also last night in high school athletics news, longtime trainer girls basketball coach Gail Hartigan officially resigned at a school board meeting last night. She had previously entered her resignation, wanted to take it back, and then last night gave an emotional letter that she wrote to the board and talked about her career. She won her 700th career game and led the Cardinals to the state final this past winter. And the school board then accepted her official resignation. They'll meet again on June 19th to discuss their new head coach. Also, moving on now to the Major League sports and Major League Baseball last night. Game we had for you here on the radio. Dexter Fowler hit tie-breaking homer in the eighth inning to back Carlos Martinez and give the Cardinals a 2-1 victory over the Dodgers. Martinez allowed one run on four hits while striking out nine as he pitched into the eighth inning for his third consecutive start to help St. Louis snap a three-game losing streak. Ross Stripling lost for the first time since April 26 as he surrendered Fowler's seventh home run of the season, a 429-foot shot to right center field. The Dodgers saw their six-game winning streak end. Other scores in the National League, it was Arizona 6-5 over Pittsburgh in 14 innings. Miami was a 10-2 winner over Philadelphia. San Diego beat the Cubs 2-1. Milwaukee 7-1 over the Mets, and Washington 3-1 over San Francisco. In interleague play, it was Toronto 5-4 over Cincinnati, the Angels 2-1 over Atlanta, and Seattle 5-0 over Colorado. Over in the American League, J.D. Martinez and Justin Upton hit two-run doubles with two outs in the third inning as the Detroit Tigers held off the Kansas City Royals 6-5. Royals starter Ian Kennedy walked the bases loaded before giving up the doubles on consecutive pitches. Other American League scores, Houston 17-6 over Minnesota. Oakland was a 3-1 winner over Cleveland. Baltimore 10-4 over the Yankees. It was Tampa Bay 7-5 over Texas in 10 innings. And Boston 4-1 over the White Sox. On the ice last night, the Pittsburgh Penguins have taken a 2-0 lead over the Nashville Predators in the Stanley Cup Final. Rookie Jake Guentzel scored twice, and the Penguins chased Nashville starting goaltender Pecorine with three goal outbursts in the third period to win 4-1. Rene was pulled after giving up three goals in just over 3 minutes in the third. Pittsburgh is now two wins away from becoming the first team since the Detroit Red Wings in 1998 to win back-to-back cups. Scott Wilson and Evgeny Malkin also scored for Pittsburgh, which won for the ninth time in these playoffs when being outshot. The Predators had 38 shots to the Penguins 27, but Rene allowed four goals on 25 shots and got the hook in favor of backup UC Saros in the third period. LeBron James says a racial slur spray painted on the front gate of his home in Los Angeles just goes to show that racism will always be a part of the world, a part of America. Police are investigating the vandalism, which occurred on the eve of the NBA Finals. Police spokeswoman Captain Patricia Sandoval says a property manager told officers that they believe the incident was captured on surveillance video. James' Cleveland Cavaliers face the Golden State Warriors in Game 1 of the Finals here tonight. And also a note coming from the college football world, the Big Ten and the Big 12 Conference announcing yesterday a few start time for some specialized games throughout the season this upcoming year. And in a couple of notes in Big 12, and this affects a Big 12 and a Big 10 team, the Iowa-Iowa State annual matchup has been set for Saturday, September 9th for an 11 a.m. kickoff, and that's scheduled to be televised by either ESPN or ESPN2. Also, Iowa State hosting a Thursday night game against Texas this season on September 28th. That'll be televised on ESPN and has been slotted for a 6:30 or 7 o'clock kickoff. And for the annual Iowa-Nebraska matchup on the day after Thanksgiving on Friday, November 24th, that will be televised on FS1, and that's been set for a 3 o'clock kickoff in the afternoon. In NFL news, Cleveland Browns rookie defensive end Myles Garrett continues to be slowed by an unspecified injury. The number one overall pick in this year's draft wasn't on the field Wednesday as his teammates worked out. Garrett was with a group of other injured players who worked with trainers on the side. Last week, Garrett described the injury as a little nick and said the Browns were holding him out of practice as a precaution. He also said he expected to be full tilt for this week's workouts. The 6'4", 272-pound Garrett was slowed by an ankle injury during part of his junior season at Texas A&M. And Tennessee backup quarterback Matt Cassel will have surgery to put a pin in his right thumb after being hurt during the Titans' offseason program. He was hurt in his throwing hand Tuesday during the Titans' closed organized team activity session. Coach Mike Mularkey says Cassel will probably be out 6 weeks but should be ready for training camp in late July. And police in Florida have released a video of Tiger Woods' DUI arrest. Jupiter Police released the dash cam footage on Wednesday night. Officers on patrol early Monday noticed a Mercedes pulled awkwardly to the side of the road with the engine running, the brake lights on, and a right turn signal blinking. Both tires on the left side of the car were flat, and the police described fresh damage to the driver's side. The video shows officers approach the car and Woods, who didn't know where he was. The footage also shows Woods stumbled and swayed through a field sobriety test before being arrested. A breath test registered a blood alcohol level of 0%. Woods later said his condition was caused by prescription medications. Woods is to be arraigned July 5th in Palm Beach County Court on the DUI charge. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.